Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. All right, we're recording whenever you are ready, sir. How are my levels?
You come in real nice with my headphones. I love it.
All right. You got your little ghetto pop filter on?
Yes.
All right. We're in
does
business.
Does it sound any different?
Oh, I mean, and post it definitely does.
All right. In 3, 2, 1. What's the deal, good sirs? Welcome to another episode of the Game Pass or Pass podcast. The podcast where we play all the games on Microsoft Game Pass service so you don't have to. By the end of the show, we will tell you if this is a game to pass along to your friends or pass on by. Today, I'm joined with my good friend, Corey. How are you, Corey?
I have solved the mystery. I know who did it, and that's all you need to know. I'm not going to tell you who did it, though.
You went through the whole thing? Like
I finished it. I finished Nightcall.
I couldn't find it in myself to do it. Speaking of Nightcall, that's the game we're talking about. The randomly chosen game from last episode. That button now scares me. developed by Monkey Moon, regular priced at $19.99. Also available on Steam, but soon to be available on, or whenever it's available on, other platforms, including the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, it looks like it's coming to Switch relatively soon, but the other two I couldn't find a date on, so we'll take that for what it is.
No microtransactions, no DLC, not Xbox One enhanced. And then you have a difficulty, you have an achievement difficulty of 5 out of 10.
Correct.
Talk to me about that one.
So the achievements in it aren't that hard, but they take multiple playthroughs, and we'll get into that whole thing.
Ooh, I'm out.
Yeah, on that. So basically, from what I saw, like, I got about 200 points just for beating it the first time, and then I sort of scoped through the achievements, and most of them were just like, do this scenario instead of this scenario, and it's just like, okay. So the thing is that the difficulty comes from having to basically play the game over and over, which I don't recommend doing.
I mean, any game that asks you to do that to make your achievements up is not ideal. Let's put it that way. I'm usually that's usually when I check out of trying to get the platinum trophy or whatever. Like, if you want me to play through the game that many times, and it's not that different each playthrough.
Correct. So, yeah, it's as an achievement hunter, the achievements weren't even enough to make me play more than once. So
let's get into this Nightcall video game here that this randomizer button fucked us up over. So you play as a cab driver. You're in Paris. And I guess we're trying to find, well, I started off with the taxi episode, I guess, where it's like you wake up and you're in a hospital, and I guess a serial killer attacked you and your passenger. Your passenger is dead. Your guts were ripped out. You were cut open in some way, but you're recovering. You're back at work, and for some reason, the police officer that was there tracks you down during one of your shifts, and she wants you to help her catch the serial killer running around. The premise right off the bat, I just wasn't keen on. I just don't get why she would come to you for that.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I mean, I was into the idea of it, of sort of playing a adventure game to where all of your particular, what would you call it, customers, I guess, passengers,
suspects.
Yeah, would sort of lead you to the answer. I was like, all right, that's kind of nifty. Like, how are you going to get to that sort of
ending. And before we get too far, what I want to say is that this game does have multiple sort of campaigns. But what's extremely strange, and I could be wrong on this, but I believe they all start with the same like intro. Like, I started up three of the four, and the intro was the same for all of them in terms of you are attacked by the, quote, murderer, and you wake up in the hospital, which is extremely strange considering the concept of the game is you have to find the killer. Yeah, it's weird.
Right. It's a convoluted way to get inside to just start the plot. And then, right. So the other thing that threw me off about it, because it's an indie game, so it has a budget of, I want to say, $30 to make. But that doesn't excuse a lot of the decisions these games make. So right off the bat, the art style is, I don't like it. It's kind of a cel-shaded, gray-toned, just slop. They chose that way on purpose. I get it. It was a choice, but it just doesn't work for me. Like, nothing in the game kind of pops, and then randomly you will cut to kind of real video.
Yeah, the video was extremely pixelated, though. I don't know if that was just on my side, but I mean, I don't have a high-end PC, but I can definitely play stuff at 1080p, and those cutscenes were like, I couldn't really see what was happening. I don't know if that was for you as well, but
not for me per se. They look pretty crisp on my end. But speaking of the cutscenes, you have to read everything. This is a text-heavy game, and it's more like it's as much a text adventure as it is a kind of point-and-click action adventure game. Like, it's heavy on the dialogue, which is fine in general, but it's annoying when you have to read everyone's lines. It's like, right. it's just a lot of, I guess, work.
Right. Well, and so basically the loop of the game is that, and so I think it tries to go in too many directions, because there is like a difficulty, I guess you could say. And the difficulty basically amounts to, you have a budget set for every day, and you have a certain amount of money. And I'm guessing if you run out of money, you have to either you lose or you have to go with whatever clues you have to try to figure out who the killer is. And if you guess wrong, you lose. But so what happens is that you are a cab driver, so you have to pick up someone, and then they pay you, and then, but you have like your things at the end of the day, like rent and gas and yada yada. So you've got a number that is constantly ticking down, and you have to try to balance looking for clues and looking for actual just passengers to make sure that number doesn't go too low. And that's where the game really got strange for me, because I don't really want to have to micromanage a mystery game. And I played on normal, and from what I understand, the hard version, that number is harder to maintain, whereas the, quote, story, which is the easy mode, that number doesn't really matter. I don't understand that aspect of it at all, because it doesn't add anything to the game, in my opinion. Because, like, if you're a mystery game and you want me to solve the mystery, let me solve the mystery. Don't, like, make me try to micromanage other things, because then the objective of a good mystery game is to get me engaged and make me want to look at the clues, make me want to figure it out. But if I'm not spending my time figuring it out, that's a problem.
Right. And it became more of a chore to me than anything. So add the chore on top of the fact that I'm just not into the immediate premise of the game. And then on top of that, the art style is just bland as hell. I'm just like, and again, I get it. Like, it's an indie game. Like, what do you expect? It's like, I expect some level of polish if you're going to release on just any real console or any real service in this sense. It's like, for an indie game, it really just focuses on the story and the character. And like a lot of indie games do, and like a lot of indie games also do, is they completely forget about, oh, wait, there's supposed to be really deep engrossing gameplay here as well.
Yeah. So you didn't finish it. I did. Well, at least I finished one of the scenarios, I guess. And I don't know the word I'm looking for, but my biggest problem with this is that I figured out the mystery and I didn't even like mean to. And so basically what happened? Yeah. So when you pick up I don't know what to call them, suspect, whatever, like you said, customer, whatever, and they give you some information at the end of every day, you've got like a typical whiteboard with all the different. Right. Yeah. So, but the thing was, is that that was impossible to actually like maintain. So it lets you like pick up like clues about each person, but there's a ton of clues. Like I'm talking like 50 to 60 probably.
Yeah, everything's a clue. Like literally everything they say is a clue, and it's like not really. Like some of this is just passable information.
Right. So and they give you kind of like a quick bio on the six people, but the thing is that depending on what you do and who you click, like you might not even pick up one of the suspects. And that's the weird part. It's like, so if it's on me to sort of pick them up, like you need to give me more guidance of what I should be doing here. Like if you want me to maintain this, cabbie, whatever budget, whatever you want to call it. And you want me to solve it. Like I need more guidance. So at one point, basically like I'm like, okay, I have this person on this blackboard thing or corkboard, whatever. And I don't know anything about them. Like I've never picked them up yet. I've got all these clues about them. So basically I was able to figure it out because of the clues that I had from people I didn't really talk to. And, but the thing is I couldn't tell you what any of those clues were. It was simply of just me looking at the clues that I already had and just being like, okay, well, it's clearly not this person. It's clearly not this person. It's not this person. So that leaves literally one person.
No, it turns to a game of like for all the old people out there, that game of Guess Who, that board game.
Yeah, it really was. Like, and when I, so the last day or whatever you want to call it, there's a plot line where, like you said earlier, where the cop sort of is saying, hey, I need you to do this. And the plot line sort of revolves around you deciding whether or not you want to help her. And it's dumb. I don't know how else to say it. Like it doesn't make a lot of sense, but so like, I guessed who it was and I was right. And it just sort of ended like, and I'm just kind of like, I don't know how I got there. I don't know. Like I was right. And I have no idea how I was right, which is like the worst feeling in any mystery of just like, if it's not interwoven correctly, then you severely messed up. And I think this is one of just like the most mind boggling, just like, how did this get, I don't want to say shipped, but how did this storyline get shipped? Because there is absolutely no way that you could realistically look at the information that's given to you and come up with a conclusion that makes sense.
No, absolutely. The issue with this game and a lot of these games in general is that they're so story driven, so plot driven. So that means the story and the plot needs to be air freaking tight. And the game like this is supposed to, the plot, the character motivation is supposed to drive the plot. And the only thing you're running, the only thing you're racing against is the arbitrary money system in this game. It's not like the killer got away. It's not you got away from the killer and he's trying to come after you now. You have to catch him before he catches you. There's no game. It's no cat and mouse. There's nothing driving the plot other than I have to make a certain amount of money every night. So I'm going to do that until I run out of money.
Right.
There's nothing making you say, I need to find this bad guy because this bad guy did X, Y, and Z or whatever. I don't think you learn a whole lot about the killer himself in terms of
No, yeah.
Like the actions and what, like the kind of, it's not like a Jack the Ripper style case where it's like, you know, all the stuff about Jack the Ripper. It's like, I need to find Jack the Ripper. It's like, this is some guy did some bad things. And
yeah, and there's like a very quick, like, two sentence expose of him of just kind of like, this is why I did it. And I was like,
okay. That's
like,
all you got.
Yeah. All right. That's, I guess I don't. Okay.
No, I
have played and reviewed a lot of indie point and click adventure games. I mean, not to get too deep into it, but like when you're first trying to start out as a reviewer, they're kind of the easiest games to review and to get your hands on because there are not a lot of people play them and not all of them are good. So you get to try to find that needle in the haystack is not easy. So to me, what they were trying to do was, is instead of having that sort of point and click adventure game of where the hell do I go? I'm confused.
Right.
The money and cabbie system are sort of just like the way to move you forward through the game. But the thing is that even if you aren't good at the quote, you know, where do I go kind of games, like what do I use the pliers on? If you're not into that, or you're not good at that, the solution isn't to not do that. Like the solution is not to just like force your way through it. So I sort of see what they were trying to do and trying to let everybody experience it for what it is and let you experience the game. But the game is the mystery. And if I don't experience the mystery, I'm literally just clicking on things and that's it. Like I'm literally just clicking things and things are popping up on a cork board and I'm done.
And that's the thing is like everything is, it's like you said, you're exactly right. They try to automate the system in a way. And the things they automated are the things you supposed to want to do.
Right.
So like, for example, like the clues on the board, the fact that you talk to these people, and by talk to these people, I mean, you're just clicking next.
Like not, every once in a while you can ask them a question, but there aren't really any right or wrong answers.
Right.
Like sometimes they'll be a little cagey and just be like, that's personal, but you're never not going to get something out of them.
Right.
Like there's no profile on them of just like, well, I shouldn't ask this and I should ask this. Like there's none of that.
Exactly.
It just sort of throws options at you and you're just like, I don't know.
Like I don't know. I understand, like I like adventure games. I still to this day recommend it's probably like 5 years old at this point, but it's called like Night of the Rabbit. Like I still recommend the hell out of that game. Like I like a point and click adventure game. But the whole point of it is kind of the adventure part.
Right.
It was like, you start somewhere, you end up somewhere else, and you do it all by just kind of the clues you find, the clues you put together, and you feel like you accomplished something. Whereas this game, as you said, it automates the process. So it's like even going from place to place isn't an activity. It's just a simple right. click, and all of a sudden you're there, and it's like, you're picking up random people, and it's like, it's not like you can like go back to that person and be like this game should have been from the perspective of the lady cop as she goes around investigating perps and following suspects and following up on leads and clues and whatnot. This perspective should have been. The idea of the cabbie finding his own attempted serial killing murderer person is, it's convoluted right off the bat, and then even if they somehow got this gameplay to work perfectly, you ended up with a story and a plot that is just not worth the playthrough.
Right. It's not interesting. Like a mystery game needs to be interesting. Like I need to want to understand the characters. And I will say, like, the only character that I sort of liked was, I think his name was like Herv or something like that, and he was like a homeless man. And basically, he had some interesting stories to tell of just like being homeless. And I was just like, oh, okay. Like, it was kind of interesting. And he would kind of hint at some stuff that he's seen, and he'd hint at some of the stuff that he does. I'm like, that's interesting. But everyone else was just sort of like very typical, I don't want you to say like suspect of like, you've got the doctor and you've got the lawyer and you have the psycho. Like, there's this one guy that's literally just, he just utters nonsense to you. And I feel like I was watching like Scream or something, of just like, this is clearly the red herring of just right. like, it's not this guy because he's too out there and he's just a weird dude. And I was just, I'm like, none of this is like, it's way too typical and there's no real character development. And it, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is, you can do these mystery games in that way where you have like, I'm like, I think of like Clue, for example, like that's just cliche from point A to point Z, like straight cliches. But the idea that the mystery can change, that the idea that you have to follow each beat to get to the end of the mystery, like this is to solve the mystery, like that is engaging. Like this game does not engage you in any way. Like the only time this game engages you is when it's on your back about how much money you have in your pocket. Right. And it's like, that's not an engaging part of an adventure game.
So,
like,
I mean, I want to try to say something positive about it, but like, I'm honestly struggling.
Got nothing. Yeah, the art style is not there. The music is not there. The art style is not there. There's no voice acting to, so you can't even say like someone really performed well. The cutscenes are these watercolor type cell shading things where the faces just kind of bleed into the background. It's like nothing pops, like nothing just jumps out at you. Like graphically, like the gameplay is just non-existent. Like it's just I got nothing. I really got nothing good to say about the game. Like I just.
I
know it's an indie studio, but I'm just over giving them passes at this point. Like,
yeah, I tend to try to be more positive than you usually, and I can't even. I can't find anything good about it. Like, I wish I could. And I mean, maybe it's the fact that I've played so many of these point and click games that I've just played so much better ones that I'm just like, no, like don't even waste your time. Like, I can't. Like, I played through it and I was like, okay, I looked at the achievements and was like, nope. And, and turned it off. And that was it.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. Like, yeah. I'm just surprised you got all the way through it, man. I really couldn't do it. Well, I got decent length and I'm just like, it just hit me. I do not care about this mystery whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's clocked out.
Honestly, like the circumstances of my life, probably like I don't have a vehicle at the moment. So it was either play this game or do nothing. So
I'm that nothing.
That maybe that was it. I'm not sure. But yeah, no, I think it's fair to say that we're going to say a pass on this one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Just still, never happens.
Yeah. I feel bad. Like I genuinely feel like, because I always try to see the positive side of it, and what confuses me, and I don't tend to like look at reviews and just be like, oh, they're wrong, but I look at some of the reviews for this game, and sometimes they can be very high, and I don't.
Yeah, this was trending high in review score, and I just don't get it. I do not get it. I don't understand. Like, and there are indie games where they trend high, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, it's about depression, like they all are. Or it's like, oh, I get it. The art style is ridiculous. I get it. Like, it's so good. But like, this one is like, you take none of the indie darling boxes. So I don't understand how it gets that score.
I guess the one thing I can say is, if you like noir art styles, the music and the presentation's kind of neat. Maybe. I did like some of the music. Like, mainly it was the music when you didn't have anyone in your cab and you were just sort of like traveling to them. It was like a very somber sort of like rainfall-esque song.
You found the one positive, man.
There you go. I found it. So, but yeah, I thought I was crazy because, like you said, the reviews were pretty high, and I was just like, okay, and I got nothing.
I mean, I was this is one game that kind of pulled the rug from underneath me, because when I downloaded it, it took me way too long to actually play it. But before that, I played that, I saw the scores. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I like this is going to surprise me. He's like, nope, this is a whole lot of nothing here.
Yeah. So it is what it is, I suppose. But definitely, I don't even as if you're a fan of these games, you can finish it very fast. I think it took me about 2 hours and like 28 minutes or something to do one of the cases. So maybe you'll get a kick out of it, even though we don't recommend it. It is short, so you can, you know, you don't have to dive into it or anything to make your own. What's the word I'm looking for? Impressions, I suppose. So, but no, yeah, don't play this one. So.
Yeah, all right, randomizer is scary. That's how I found out. So,
so that's the question: is do we do it again? Hit the randomizer?
I was going to ask because when does that Gears come out?
So Gears isn't to the well. I don't. So it depends on what version of Game Pass you have. So if you've got the Ultimate version, it's the 6th. But if you've got the regular version, it's the 10th. So we still got some time.
Okay.
We still got a good 2 weeks. I think it'd be a week from Friday. Is that right? A week from Friday is when it hits if you've got Ultimate, which I do have. I don't think you have Ultimate, though.
No, I have a PC version.
Yeah,
switch up to Ultimate now that I have an Xbox One.
Yeah, there you go. So I don't. So there's two things. So a game hit Game Pass that I really, really wanted to play, and I played it. The question is that do we do that game or do we hit the randomizer?
Okay, before I answer that question, send me real quick via Skype that game.
All right, let's see here. This is great, great podcasting.
they have that mechanical keyboard in the back.
Yeah, sorry.
I've never played that. You played through it already?
I have.
Let's go through it. Yeah. All right.
The next game will be, drum roll please, Yoku's Island Express.
This is what you wanted to play.
Yes, I was dying to play this game.
Really? Yes.
So it is a. Now I'm gonna say these words, and you're gonna think I'm. Something, but I am not. It is a pinball Metroidvania.
Why did I agree to this bullshit?
So, I guess you'll have to tune in next time to see how we feel about it. But I think that's going to do it. So let's do a little housekeeping at the end here. All I want to say is that we make jokes about people on Spotify listening to our podcast.
I'm not joking. I'm dead serious.
The thing is,
I want to be excluded from all numbers.
Our Halo Wars 2 episode was by far our most popular.
I don't want to hear anything more about Spotify or the disgusting people that listen to it.
But the thing is there wasn't a single Spotify listen. So if you're listening on Spotify, I accept you for who you are.
Fucking dirtbags. I hate all of you. Like, who listens to podcasts on Spotify?
I just didn't
know
you could.
What kind of monster?
I didn't know you could listen to podcasts on Spotify.
You can't. You wouldn't.
I don't know.
No one would do that. You're better off doing it on YouTube. Like, you're disgusting people.
For the listeners on other things like Overcast, Apple Podcasts, if you don't mind, drop us a review. It definitely helps us out with our discovery. But I have to say, our last episode, like, we don't do massive numbers. I'm not going to go over them on the air. But considering how long we've been doing this podcast, I was surprised by how many people listened to our Halo Wars 2 episode. So thank you to those that have listened. Give us a like. Give us a review. If you want to, maybe we could, when we get enough listeners, we could open up an email and maybe start taking some suggestions, like a real podcast.
Oh.
Instead of maybe the surprise me button. I'm not sure. And if you liked Nightcall and you think we're totally wrong, well, we don't have an email yet, so you can't.
And when we do get an email, we're not accepting anything from Spotify listeners.
So that's that. But give us a review. You can also listen to us on Anchor, Overcast, Stitcher, basically anywhere that you can think of. And yes, including Spotify.
Disgusting.
Breaker. Pocket Cast. I've also never heard of Pocket Cast. Had you ever heard of Pocket Cast?
That's a made up thing. You just made that one up.
No, I did. I'd heard of Radio Public, but I did not know it was a podcast. I thought that was just like a radio, like a scraper service or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, but that's it. So I guess next episode, Yoku's Island Express. I'm looking forward to talking about that one. So, but you'll have to tune in to see whether or not we liked it enough to pass it on or pass it to your friends.
I like it. So get in there.
You did the intro, so now you have to do the outro. That's just how it works.
I don't know what the outro is, so good luck with that.
Well, all right. An episode of Game Pass or Pass. We will see you next time.
Next time. Nailed it.